Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. A Christian is a person who believes in God. Aren't you glad I cleared that up for you? An atheist, on the other hand, is a person who does not believe in God. Christian, God. Atheist, no God. This yes God, no God distinction is one of the ways that we define ourselves in the cultural landscape of contemporary world. Christians over here and atheists over there. Now, we Christians believe in God, and so we come to church. Atheists, a group that seems to us to be growing all the time, do not believe in God. Why go to church, they ask, if there is no God? And then there are the agnostics, right? Agnostics don't commit to God's existence one way or the other because they say, we'll never know. They take the position of uncertainty, which I can identify with to a certain extent. But though agnostics are uncertain about God, they seem certain enough about not bothering with church, which I can't identify with at all. Agnostics, like their harder line atheist brethren, tend to stay home on Sundays, keeping company with things that they are certain about, like a good cup of coffee in the Boston Globe magazine. I am a Christian, yes. I believe in God. That's why I'm here with you today in this beloved place. But I think as a culture, we're thinking about the whole Christian, atheist, agnostic business in the wrong way. If I'm not mistaken, most folks decide whether they consider themselves religious or atheist or agnostic by the answer that they give to one question, and that question is, does God exist? But if you'll forgive me, I think this is the wrong question. Do we need to take a picture of God? Then will we believe? Do we need to know if God is male or female? Then will we believe? If we know how much God weighs, will we believe then? These are silly questions. They're a waste of time. I hear Jesus saying, "You are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." These questions are silly because, after all, they have nothing to do with what it means to believe in something. But Reverend Mark, an atheist, might say, "What about the scientific method? We know a great deal about our world because we make careful observations that we then test. When we take pictures of something or when we weigh it, we know something about that thing. Seeing is believing," we say. We believe in the evidence of our senses. Sure, that makes sense. After all, we interact with the world through our senses, so how else can we gather the necessary evidence to believe in something other than through the use of our senses? But is this the only way that we believe? What if you're blind or deaf? Are you incapable of believing anything? Certainly not. Surely belief is helped by the evidence of the senses, but it would be wrong to say that it depends entirely on the evidence of the senses alone. Or it shouldn't, anyway, because there are times when we have to admit our senses are not terribly reliable. Today's scripture is a good example. I'm struck by the moment in the passage that Dorothy read for us when In a moment of concern, Jesus says, "Father, glorify your name." And the text says, "Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." A voice from heaven. And when the crowd that was gathered heard the sound, did they fall down in fear of the presence of God? That, I think, is what you would expect. But the text says, the crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Imagine that. The people who were actually there, the witnesses, the people who could look at and touch Jesus, even they were uncertain. God spoke directly to them, and they thought it was thunder. These dunderheads were so thick that Jesus had to point out to them, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine." If the people who actually saw Jesus and heard God's voice, if even they could not be certain about the existence of God, how are we, you and I, who are separated from Jesus by more than 2,000 years and countless generations, how are we to believe in the existence of God? Ultimately, as the agnostics are fond of pointing out, the idea of proving God's existence seems a futile endeavor. But that does not make me throw up my hands, call the whole thing off, and decide to stay home on Sunday mornings with a cup of coffee and the Boston Globe. No. I think it's time that we ask a different question. Instead of asking, does God exist, let's ask, what is belief? What does it mean to believe in something? The question is never asked, and I think it's worth investigating. Is it necessary, for example, to be certain about something in order to believe in it? Our tendency is to say, yes, you have to be certain about something to believe in it. But is this true to our lived experience? We believe, for example, that science and technology enhances our lives. But can we claim to be certain that science and technology has only done good things for us? Well, look at the atom bomb. That's a scientific accomplishment. The Industrial Revolution, which changed our lives and our society, set the stage for climate change. What about America? We all believe that America is a great country. But can we claim to be certain that everything America has done is great? I don't think so. No matter how patriotic you are, you must admit that many awful things have been done in the name of this country. When we were young, no doubt, most of us believed in the strength of our bodies. Well, all you need to do is live long enough to know that the body is nothing if it is not uncertain. And yet, we believe in technology, we believe in America, and we believe in our bodies. Belief does not require certainty. We can be uncertain and still believe. For me, uncertainty is a very important part of my faith. If I felt that I had to be certain about my faith, I would find it difficult to be a religious person. This may seem a weird thing to say and shocking, and I'm not suggesting that everybody has to feel this way, but religion, for me, has very little to do with certainty. When I say that I believe in God, I'm not claiming to be certain about anything except the existence of a great mystery. The famous image from the Sistine Chapel that is on the cover of the bulletin this morning shows Adam's hand not quite touching the hand of God. God's hand is outstretched, yearning for that touch, but the touch is not quite there. Christianity is not a prescription that will solve all of life's problems. If you want a prescription, go to a doctor. If you want description, go to the Bible. Prescription answers questions. Descriptions keep the question moving around. I love what Reverend Frederick Buechner writes in Today's Modern Reading. Doubts, he writes, are the ants in the pants of faith. They keep it awake and moving. We've been taught to think that if we doubt, we sin against God. But I like Buechner's way of thinking better. Doubt is not a force that acts against faith. It actually strengthens our faith by keeping it active. Truth moves, so our hearts and our minds must also move. If we had no doubts, if we had no ants in our pants of faith, our faith would become complacent. It would be nothing more than a habit. To believe, then, is a kind of state of creative uncertainty. I'm already over time, but there's one final amazing thing that I discovered in the process of writing this sermon that I simply must share with you in conclusion. I decided to look up the word believe to find out its origin. And guess what? The word believe is thought to have originated from the Proto-Indo-European root. And I'm sorry, it's a weird root, so it's hard to pronounce, but it's spelt L-E-U-B-H. And I think it would be pronounced something like louve or something like that, which means to care, desire, or love. Wow. To care, desire, or love. That changes things, doesn't it? We're no longer talking about the language of verification. I believe in God is no longer about proving anything. Now, I believe in God means I care for God. I desire God. I love God. How great is that? Amen.